As he did so, he heard a hearty burst of laughter close to his head. He turned sharply, and there, just above him on the branch of a tree, sat a large parrot, busily preening his feathers. "What are you laughing at?" Pinocchio asked peevishly.
"I am laughing because, in preening my feathers, I tickled myself under the wings."
The Marionette did not answer. He walked to the brook, filled his shoe with water, and once more sprinkled the ground which covered the gold pieces. Another burst of laughter, even more impertinent than the first, was heard in the quiet field.
"Well," cried the Marionette, angrily this time, "may I know, Mr. Parrot, what amuses you so?"
"I am laughing at those simpletons who believe everything they hear, and who allow themselves to be caught so easily in the traps set for them."
"Do you, perhaps, mean me?"
"I certainly do mean you, poor Pinocchio. You who are such a little silly as to believe that gold can be sown in a field just like beans or squash. I too believed that once, and today I am very sorry for it. Today, but too late, I have reached the conclusion that, in order to come by money honestly, one must work and know how to earn it with hand or brain.